So, new year, new habits. Here is Francesco Facchini speaking, and this is Mojo Days, episode 5. The first episode that will be completely in English, because my audience is also coming from abroad, from outside Italy, and I would like to introduce a chat, a long chat that we made with one of the best interpreters and characters of mobile content creation culture, that is Rob Montgomery, the author of Smartphone Video Storytelling, a manual for mobile journalism, and a textbook used by instructors, and the boss of Smart Film School, superb guy that is spreading the Mojo culture, will be with me at International Journalism Festival in Perugia. And let's understand why, and let's understand which is the project of Rob, and which is a way of behaving and spreading the Mojo culture in his career. After the music.
Buongiorno a Rob Montgomery. Buongiorno, good morning, Rob.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, buongiorno. So we will share a very peculiar experience in Perugia, but we will talk about this at the end of our chat. First of all, let us give you the chance to present yourself, your story, and your project, what you're doing inside this peculiar field of mobile content creation.
Yeah, it will be great to see you in Perugia. As you know, with the Italian journalists, we've had many workshops and in Perugia for free for years. So it'll be fun to talk more about that towards the end. But that's just part of my journey, is of course sharing what I learn with journalists, with professional educators, with students, and I've even brought students to Perugia to do mobile journalism research and projects and storytelling and publishing, and they all kind of mix together when you bring that fabulous device that everyone has in their pocket, the smartphone, and you teach people how it can unlock their storytelling potential.
Yeah, definitely. And in the argument of storytelling, you wrote a great book. Will you tell us something about this? And hoping that you will find out someone who is going to translate it in Italian, because we need it.
It can be done. In fact, it's going to be translated into German, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. So why not Italian?
Yeah, we will figure out something. We will manage for a solution together.
I hate to sound like a big shot, but I do have an agent in London, and they manage those requests. And basically, it just needs a local publishing house to license it, and then it can be done.
Yeah. And what's inside this peculiar book? That the title is Mobile Storytelling. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Smartphone Video Storytelling.
Smartphone Video Storytelling. Sorry, so sorry. But
yeah.
Many books have similar titles, you know.
Yeah, it's my second book. My first book was called A Field Guide for Mobile Journalism. And this book was a response to many requests. It's like, when are you going to have the next book? Because the first book was just primarily about what the smartphone could do in 2014 for journalism, and that was, well, from where I come, with visual, you know, with pictures, you know, how do you take pictures that tell stories using your smartphone as a journalist? And so this new book is, if you will, like a recipe book. So it's kind of like you know, a Jamie Oliver book. It gives you 12 different types of stories, and it breaks you down. So you don't have to read it from A to Z. You can just dive in whatever interest you are, whether it's travel or interviews, food, you know, whatever interests you can get some knowledge, and then all the building blocks are there for teaching you visual storytelling with your smartphone.
Yeah. We can find it out in Amazon. And will you tell us something about the, you know, coordinates in which we can find out your job, because you have also a very, very, very interesting internet site. You sell video courses and so on.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just a newspaper guy from Chicago. So I was a newspaper editor for about 15 years. Working inside newsrooms, I had many jobs: photojournalist, graphics editor, art director, design editor, news editor, page one editor, all around, you know, the visual reporting and display and presentation of nonfiction stories. And I started my career with a camera, and here I am now several decades later, still with a camera. And I've been blessed to have an interesting journey. And it's all been based around giving back, providing tools and resources and trainings, which I started to do in 2005. So that's this book, I guess, is really kind of the book that Mark Settle asked for after I wrote that first book. He's like, oh, so when are you going to do the video book? And then I started to write the book, and then I ended up, and I was like, it's just the wrong medium. It's just the wrong medium. I need to show people. So what did I end up doing? I got some seed money from a European company that wanted to say, hey, we'll sponsor you to do like 10 lessons in video journalism, mobile journalism. And I was like, okay, that'll get me a kickstart. And then I ended up producing like 12 online courses. You know, I've got almost 20,000 students online taking these courses. And again, it goes into, because, you know, video storytelling is such a big universe, they have to break them down into specific topics like mobile journalism or building a low-cost video studio using phones and an iPad, and kind of make them, you know, compact, even though some of those courses are several hours long, you know. And then I finally got around to writing the book that Mark asked for. So, so the process of making those online courses, that really challenged my storytelling, my teaching skills. And then through that process, I also made hundreds of mobile journalism reports. And I took 28 representative samples from that research, and that became the basis for the book. So really, this book kind of practices what I preach, and that is that you have to report in pictures, and then you write to pictures. And that's the big gap. That's the big leap. If you come from traditional journalism and traditional journalism training, is that you have to learn how to use your camera to answer story questions.
Yeah, of course. I have to notice one thing that I think it's wonderful. You add a definition of your book, just like a Jamie Oliver book, because it's a book of recipes, but because everyone could have his own recipe to use mobile journalism for his own life and his own career. Last two questions. Is the smartphone dying?
I don't think so. Certainly there seems to be a real gap now, and we're starting to see it's just like the income inequality gap, that, you know, the best smartphones, the most capable ones for doing video are just super expensive. And, you know, I hate to see the loss of a low cost entry model for an iPhone, for example. You know, if you look at my own kit, I will use other cameras as well as a smartphone and bring that footage into my smartphone or my iPad. So, you know, if I need to, I can get an Osmo or footage in for a stabilized shot, or I can bring a GoPro shot in. And I think really that's the world. I mean, yes, you can do a lot with your phone, but you can even do more with some other capabilities. But I don't have the latest iPhone XXXX, whatever it is, the latest X-rated. I don't have an X-rated iPhone. I have an iPhone 6S Plus. It's still the most capable phone. So I think that's always a temptation. So I need the latest and greatest phone to take the best videos. I can't do a movie without a Leica or a Sony or an Arri camera. BS. The music is not in the violin. That's like saying, well, I could never learn to play the violin unless I had a Stradivarius. Excuse me? I think this is the mindset that we have to break. The power is not in the device. The power is in you.
And last but not least, what we gonna do together in Perugia without revealing too much, because, you know, creating the interest. What we gonna do, me and you in Perugia?
Well, I think what we could do is show some case studies of how learning the techniques, and rather than, you know, which is the French word, the art of storytelling with a small device like a smartphone, is very different than the technique, which is the German word for, you know, equipment. And we just have to show some case studies. You know, I've just finished a 6-week certificate course that the United Nations has actually accredited Smart Film School certificate course in this topic. And so it just trained, you know, 26 people in 26 different countries using this. And it's already unlocking video stories with them. They're so excited about it. There's also, like I said, mentioned before, the student journalists from France that I teach every year. They come to Perugia now, and they swarm the event as they were all dressed in black. So I instantly named them the Mojo Ninja Squad. And every day we would have a morning meeting and say, what are you interested in covering on the schedule? What are you interested in covering on other topics? And then set them up, and then they would go, and each evening we'd come back and see what they explored, because each team would go out and they would try a different social media platform, for example, or a different storytelling technique. And then they put it all together at the end into one massive Medium post that really showed what they could do over 3 days when you had 12 reporters only telling stories with their smartphones. It was a phenomenal effort. Yeah. So that's one thing I'd really like to show, those two things, the United Nations and the EFJ students.
And at the end, we're going to say, and we're going to make the people who will listen us and who will find us in Perugia, in the location that will be revealed with the program, I think in the month of February, we will reveal how to take and pick up all these instruments and technique of storytelling and create occasions of empowering and developing the career, the professional career, and making business. Because, you know, as Michael, the godfather Michael Rosenblum says, with no revenues, no journalism, no video content creation, no smartphone storytelling or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's an ecosystem, and it's still in many ways in the formative stage. I can also show an example of some of the media houses where I've been, you know, doing training over the years, and just kind of their feedback. How are they using Mojos? And then, you know, what kind of stories are they telling? So I'll have maybe a fresh interview from Austria and hopefully Singapore. I'll be going there soon.
Okay. It was a pleasure. All the best for your 2019 to Rob Montgomery and your team, and we will see you in Perugia.
Thank you, Francesco. I can't wait to see what you're going to bring to the talk as well.
So this was Rob Montgomery, and I am Francesco Facchini. This was the first episode of Mojo Days, the podcast that empower your life with a smartphone in total English. I hope you like it, and I say you goodbye and good luck for everything. Ciao!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.